So I'm just going to pray for you just before you start sharing. Heavenly Father, we come before you, and Father, we are here to worship you, to hear about what you're doing in the lives of people. Father, we're so excited for what you do, and Lord, this morning we would ask that you'd guide Karen and Marvin as they share with us, Father. Give them clarity. Lord, give us ears that hear. Father, guide and direct us through your Spirit to embrace the things that you want us to hear, and so that we would be encouraged and strengthened in our walk with you, Lord. Father, again, I pray for your anointing upon Marvin and Karen, and I give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. I was just going to say, don't all look at me at the same time because it makes me nervous, but I guess that's part of the territory. But, you know, I felt really welcome coming in here, and so that's great. Phil feels at home. And we have attended a few times at a small community church. It's called Gateway Community Church. I guess it has the gate in it, so that's good, right? And so when everybody shows up, there could be 24 people. So that's like a few rows here. But they're very friendly people, accommodating, and we all go for lunch on Sunday afternoon. Isn't that nice? Or as many as can do. And we found Kenora very friendly, and people have said, you got to tell when you leave town, you got to tell people that you're leaving, because otherwise they'll wonder why you didn't say anything. But this story we want to share with you this morning is our story. It doesn't, we're not, you don't have to feel that you don't have a story. Every one of you has a story and of God's working in your life. And so we're just going to share this time. Stand right.
We thank God for each one of you. You have been our strength and encouragement to us through the years we have attended here. We have made valuable friends that we hope will last a lifetime. We will always see Westgate Alliance Church as a time of healing and growing in our lives. Through the church, we have been encouraged to hear God's voice. We have been challenged in the Sunday mornings, messages, and worship. The prayer seminars have been especially encouraging. You have been a church that has exemplified 1 Thessalonians 5:11, therefore encourage one another and hold each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
As many of you know, we lived on a farm west of Hepburn, and through the years, we knew that the time would come when we would eventually need to sell. Last fall, we agreed this was the time, and we had peace about it and knew it in our hearts that God was leading us to do this. He did this by showing us in various affirmations and filling our hearts with peace and agreement. Many times we had to return to the original promise of God's leading. At times there were misgivings, and we had doubts. And the enemy is out to kill and to destroy and to discourage from us following God's leading. It was a momentous task to move from a yard where we had lived for 44 years. We did have a buyer immediately who had been waiting for us to sell, but where do we move? We discussed and sought out options, all the while praying God's wisdom and direction. In late winter of 2018, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Now what were we to do? Should we no longer move? The doctor okayed the move, and once again we sought God's leading, and once again his message to us was, trust me, go ahead with your plans for moving. Day after day, we listened to hear God's voice, and the message was always the same, trust me. I did not realize how hard it would be after treatment to rest instead of getting right in there and getting things done. My mind was always there to do things, but my body rebelled.
Now, where to move was a big concern. We vacillated between places, looking for houses in Saskatoon and the surrounding areas, but had no peace. Somehow, they just weren't right. Eventually, what we needed in a house became clear. We had a price in mind that we did not want to exceed. We found 365 Center Avenue in Kenora, which we liked and would be suitable for us. We put in an offer, and if it wasn't accepted, we were prepared to just walk away from it and change direction, and that is move to a different, look for a different place, a different city, different town. The offer was accepted. The price was the exact amount that we had in mind. That was exciting, and the house has exceeded our expectations. We had expected to move in fall, but the owner wanted possession date to be August 1st. Our buyers then moved their possession date up. They wanted possession of our farm by August 15th, so that meant that the urgency to sell was huge. There was lots to do, lots to get packed up.
Both of us put our trust in Jesus at a very early age, and where we believed that we were sinners and God paid the ultimate price in sacrifice for us. And we were dead in our sins and had no hope and were lost through, even though our parents were believers and we attended church, and we had to make that commitment for ourselves. God is a great God. In his great mercy sent Jesus, the only begotten Son, so I could start my walk with God. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." Since then, we have started to understand God's awesome love and experience his freedom. It takes a lifetime and more to understand God's great love for us. Philippians 3:12 says, "Not that I have already attained, but this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me." We see glimpses and snapshots where we see and experience his love in a deeper way. And many times we have had to go back to God's promise to us that we are God's children. The devil, his demons, do not want us to believe God's promises. God will not let us go. Philippians 1:6 says, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will also carry it to completion."
God is always faithful in leading us and bringing us people and friends to encourage us and help us. A few years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer, and God led us through that time. He brought complete peace at that time, and now Marvin is facing the same thing, and God is also bringing us great peace and helping us through that. Marvin's treatment, we opted for treatment in Vancouver because of friends we knew that had the same problem, and they were really helped through that. God continued to work miracle after miracle. The treatment went well, but afterwards he was so very, very tired, and he felt very weak. This made our move very, very challenging. It was difficult for him to be up for any length of time. On August 3rd, Marvin developed complications, and he was hospitalized at that time. This was the week that we were supposed to move the shop. That was supposed to be the week that he was supposed to be strong and move up. After the doctor left the room, we looked at each other and said, "Now what? do we do? Like when I say Marvin was hospitalized, he didn't stay overnight in the hospital. He was just there for the day. Just wanted to make that clear. Now what do we do? So we had to look to God, and he gave us assurances and affirmation. We had to go back on the assurances and affirmations that he had given us before. He had led us so far, and he would continue to do so. He would not abandon us, but he would see us through. We were still in the hospital when our cell phone rang. It was Marvin's sister. She asked how Marvin was doing. We told her, and she said, "We'll be there tomorrow." The cell phone rang again. It was a couple from our church inquiring how Marvin was. And when I told them, they responded with, "We'll be there tomorrow." Our son, Kevin, also called and asked how Dad was doing. We told him, and he said, "I'll be there tomorrow, and I'll bring some of my Bible study guys." So the next day, Saturday, 10 guys showed up. The shop got mostly packed up and loaded on the trailer. The ladies and I packed up the basement, and another friend from church offered to have a garage sale, which was really, really helpful. So many provisions. The people who called us that day didn't just come for one day, but they stuck with us the entire time. They even came to Kenora and, you know, and helped us there to unload and to arrange my kitchen. Everyone worked very hard. Food was brought. It was simply overwhelming. We were beyond grateful, amazed. Some of you came for one or two days, and that was so appreciated. So many of you were unable to help physically, but thought of us, called us, and prayed for us. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
The day after we brought our keys, or gave our keys to our buyer, we were on our way to Kenora with a loaded shop stuff and the last of the household stuff. And we were finishing up some business in Saskatoon. And when we got the call that my father had passed away. And so their question was, what do we do now? But there was always God's peace that was just overwhelming. And where would we stay? We had three vehicles loaded and a trailer. But God knew what we needed for a place to stay. And God provided from friends in Martinsville that to where we could park our vehicle on their yard, and there was room for all three vehicles, and we could stay for night. And so we stayed there a week. This is a short version of our move. Hopefully, this will encourage you to know that God is trustworthy and he is faithful. Sometimes things don't turn out the way we think they should, but God is faithful. He works out the best for us when we are unable to appreciate what he is doing. I'd like to leave 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 16 and 17. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Thank you.
I was just going to say that Kenora is a town that has a lot of churches, but the churches are Catholic churches. There's a very small amount of Christian believers there. And so our prayer and our is that we can be a witness, that we can be a light there that will help to bring people back or bring more people to the Lord. That is our prayer.